Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jennifer Canfield. This week on AK, hidden gems. Secluded Whittier on the western shore of Prince William Sound is best known as a recreational center. Its small, crowded boat harbor is the starting point for fishing and kayaking adventures, and some visitors get their first glimpse of Alaska cruising through glacier-laced fjords to Whittier's docks. But the community is hiding something, and those in the know, like KSKA's Ellen Lockyer, are letting the secret out.
It's a blustery fall day. Edit that. It's a raining sideways wind howling day in Portage as I approach the Anton Anderson Tunnel and prepare to drive 2 miles or so of road hewn through solid rock to Whittier. Like many before me, I wonder while driving just who was Anton Anderson.
He was from New Zealand, by the way, and he was quite the guy. He was almost a self-educated engineer, very intelligent, very hardy, physical man. And tough. He came to Alaska in 1916 with the Alaska Engineering Commission to survey the route for the railroad. He learned how to engineer these tunnels by working on the Great Northern Railroad tunnel through the Cascade Mountains.
Ted Spencer knows. Spencer lives in San Diego now, but he's a museum exhibits designer by trade, and he helped develop the Prince William Sound Museum, Whittier's best kept secret. That's where I'm heading. It's just up Whittier Street, where despite the slanting rain, you can see the red awning over the front of Joe and Annie Shin's grocery store. The museum is inside the store, no, not next to the groceries, but off in a room of its own. Inside, colorful, professionally built exhibits are in step with museum standards of lighting and temperature. They're full of rare photos that offer a glimpse into a history that some Alaskans have forgotten. Fred Margraf dropped into the museum from Fairbanks for his first look.
I've never been to Whittier, so far it's nice, yeah. Very interesting, yeah.
The museum has got a lot more on this Anderson fellow, who Spencer credits with founding the community. Spencer tracked down Anderson's last surviving daughter, who had her father's diaries.
That is like hitting the mother lode. So for a period of time, I had 1941 and 1942 years of Anton Anderson's original diaries in my hands. He didn't just honcho the building of the tunnel. He led the first team of people in there in a small boat and landed on the beach and started cutting brush for tents and stuff, and talks about his day-to-day tribulations, the wind, the rain, the mosquitoes, plane crashes, boat sinking.
Ted Spencer has developed several other museums in the state, but this one is close to his heart. It opened in 2005 after years of work.
The history of Whittier has been lost. If a community doesn't have a sense of their heritage, they kind of lose their identity. When that happens, there's kind of a diffusion of community spirit. Now Whittier has knowledge of its heritage, and it's something that I think the people that live there take pride in.
City employee Diana Barnes is part of that community pride. She says early pioneers had a tough time.
It was pretty well hidden. They couldn't hardly find the town with all the overcast and stuff.
Before the tunnel was built, Whittierites hiked over Portage Pass to get a lift on the railroad. Now visitors come to the museum from all over the globe, says museum board member Sue Cogswell.
Customers are asked to pay $3 a person, and we've had people from every country imaginable.
At $3, still a bargain, say Alaskans Margraf and Larry Little in from Soldotna.
Well, yeah, the photographs are amazing, all these old photographs.
A lot of things I didn't realize, like I didn't realize Jimmy Doolittle was out of Nome.
Much of the museum's space is devoted to the state's role in World War II, with a special emphasis on Alaska's legends of flight, like Jimmy Doolittle and, of course, Ted Stevens. Whittier was built by the military for military needs, so it's fitting to end our tour with the story of General Simon Bolivar Buckner, who directed the scramble to prepare Alaska when the United States entered the conflict.
He was the guy that was in command of the military forces in Alaska just prior to the war, and he understood the coming war on the horizon, and he worked like crazy to get Alaska prepared for war, the creation of airfields and other military facilities, and Alaska was fortunate to get a man of his caliber.
Buckner died on Okinawa, the highest-ranking officer to be killed in the Pacific Theater. Today, an abandoned building in Whittier bears Buckner's name. Once it housed 1,000 troops under one roof, while today the little museum that keeps the past in perspective is bursting at the seams.
We're running out of room. We're starting to overflow into the hallways.
Spencer says the next phase is to get the museum into its own building. For AK, I'm Ellen Lockyer.